A Brush with Fate, Chapter 8, Dancing in the Moonlight, Final Chapter. The stallion stared at the newspaper article in absolute shock. The large, enchanted letter and enclosed paper having arrived only an hour after he awoke for the evening. Tears trickled down Steele's cheeks, but not in sadness. Luck. Chance, those held no sway to the timing of this. The letter was a simple message from his mother. Tears on the paper as her shaky script had been written.
Please read. Your father... he's back. My Penheart is back. And I ask that you give him a chance.
The article had been read by Steele twice already, and a third time caused by a long-forgotten sense of pride to be kindled. Small, and easily doused, but flickering. His mother's words that his father had been changing had not been unfounded, it would seem. Political powerhouse and construction tycoon Penheart delivered an explosive announcement today. The pony who had pledged most of his fortune into building one of the most successful political campaign engines and construction companies had this to say about his immediate actions. The stallion looking ragged after 2 weeks of sparse contact with the media. The enchanted picture, a simple black and white recording to save magical power, now played. The audio grainy, but very understandable. Steele's father stood on the steps of one of his office buildings, jaw quivering as he waved a hoof at the structure.
You! Yes, you! What did you say?
Penn asked, a reporter voicing the question again.
Are you really throwing all of this progress away? This empire?
Penn stared, the proud stallion then hanging his head.
Is this what progress is?
He asked, then looking up at the gathering of surprised media ponies.
My children won't speak to me. My wife says that she'd give anything to have me back of how I used to be. The deaths of innocent ponies on my conscience. Is that what progress is?
He asked, glaring at the reporter before shaking his head.
I've lost everything that matters in this life. All for what? Concrete and glass? Political sway?
He paused.
Then, I'll tear it down. I can't live like this. My son was right. I did become one of them,
Penn whispered.
I'm out. No more campaigns, and I'm selling my shares of the company. The public won't notice a difference, only that there will be less of me. I've lost everything that drove me to even be successful. If I ever enter the business world again, it will be a small shop on a side street. But even that, I'm done.
Penn got up and began to trot away from the media gaggle, then pausing once again.
To every creature that has been hurt by my negligence, I'll make it right. I have to.
The video then ended, Steele staring at the article in disbelief.
Perhaps I should write him, indeed. No later than after my date. Perhaps Luna can give me some guidance. Or a hug.
Luna clapped her hooves together excitedly, nerves making her nearly vibrate with tension.
Good tension. Deep breaths. Bad tension. All the tension.
As Steele popped into existence at her side on the designated hill, courtesy of an enchanted amulet, Luna's ears flicked and thought. Something was troubling him, and that made her nerves fray.
Should I ask him tonight? I don't want him to... Boop.
Luna went cross-eyed at the hoof on her nose, shoulders then relaxing as a simple, chaste but affectionate kiss was placed on her lips by her special sumpony.
You are one distracted mare. What's up?
Steele asked, sitting down and placing a picnic basket to the side.
I was gonna say the same thing about you,
she mumbled.
Are you sure that...
Steele was clearly enjoying the fact that he could incapacitate the Lunar Princess with a kiss, grinning dopily as Luna pouted.
That...
she grumbled, poking his chest lightly with a hoof.
It's not fair.
I never said that it is, but what's on your mind? I do have something to talk about, but not until you tell me your troubles.
He then paused.
And I won't budge on that. You know I won't.
The ultimate pout of all pouts failed to break through Steele's demeanor, Luna smiling finally as she scooted closer to rest on the stallion's shoulder.
All right. It's... well... the thing. The big thing.
The thing? Are you sure?
Luna nodded, taking a deep breath to quell the butterflies in her stomach. The fear was rising, and she had to speak soon.
Will you promise to answer, honestly, the first thing that comes to mind?
Luna whispered, almost pleading. Her heart fluttered as Steel nodded immediately.
I promise.
She paused, her sister's words giving her much-needed reassurance to continue on.
Would not aging or dying be a horrible fate? For you, that is.
She finally whispered, not as a direct method of question, as Luna would like, but it worked. Steel's brow furrowed, the stallion thinking for a moment.
I think it would be pretty awful, if I'm being honest.
His words were cut off by Luna taking in a sharp, unconscious breath, ears flattening as a lump welled up in her throat. Steel immediately scooted closer, gently placing a hoof on her chest, with an affectionate smile.
Hey, I wasn't finished,
he said softly, gaze meeting Luna's. While her eyes brimmed with tears, his own shone with a sincere care, the embers of love flickering brightly, the stallion clearly understanding the deeper, unspoken weight of her question.
I was trying to say, it would be pretty awful, unless I had someone at my side forever.
Now, the tears fell from Luna's eyes, her fears being shattered with Steel's words.
Really?
She managed to whisper, her cold friend nodding.
Really? It is a bit early to be making that jump, if I'm being honest,
he admitted.
But the idea? The possibility? It's not that bad of an idea at all, as long as I'm not alone.
Can I... just... you hug?
Luna stammered, Steel wrapping his hooves around the princess as she fell into his arms. Her side shook with sobs, pent up with fear and tension, now released as tears coursed down her cheeks.
Steel, thank you. I was just so scared. Just... thank you.
She whispered, Steel rubbing her back gently.
No thanks are necessary. I can tell that this has been quite a weight on you, but I'm glad that you asked me. It's a bit early to be considering all of that, but I can see why you ask now. At least from my perspective.
He mused.
Then again, if my answer had been different, that may have changed things, huh?
She nodded, holding him a bit tighter.
I don't know if I could do it.
Luna whispered.
Falling in love to know that... you would...
Her words were stopped by a gentle touch, Steel reaching up and caressing her cheek with his.
Well, you don't have to worry about that. So, how about we explore this option more after a bunch more dates, though? Just know that I don't hate the idea at all. In fact, I think it could be quite fun. It's just a bit... overwhelming.
Luna nodded in agreement, blushing as Steel reached up to wipe her eyes from her.
You are far too much of a gentle colt,
she said. The stallion standing tall with a grin.
Yep.
Spreading out the contents of the picnic basket, Luna looked over to see Steel fish out a simple, enchanted parchment and pen, the alicorn gesturing curiously.
What are those for?
Huffing over the article regarding his family, Steel waited until Luna had read it, her eyes widening in absolute shock.
He has changed quite a bit, it would seem,
Luna mused.
I'm surprised.
You and me both,
Steel agreed, levitating the parchment over, on which was written in a brief message.
But your question kind of put mine in perspective of whether to speak with my father again.
Luna read the parchment, warmth welling up in her heart at the simple words.
Hey, Dad. I saw your article and what you said. I'd like to meet with you and Mom and maybe the whole family if we can wrangle them back together for a dinner. I've had things put in perspective recently, and I'd like to keep in touch with my parents more often once again, if that's something that you'd like. Steelheart.
Steel read over the message and promptly sent the message with a tap of his hoof, the parchment vanishing with a magical fizzle.
Well, he can reply to that if he wants, but I don't know how he'll react.
The stallion admitted with a shrug, a smile spreading on his face regardless.
But I've spent too far long harboring negative feelings for him. Justified or not, I want to focus on better things.
Steel reached over and held Luna's hoof, the alicorn blushing as he gave it a kiss.
Much, much better things,
he added, the princess not being able to restrain a laugh.
That was so cheesy. I love it.
she giggled. Steele's attention was then drawn to a familiar parchment, the item reappearing with a soft chime.
Hmm?
He muttered, angling it so that Luna could read as well.
Son, I'd like nothing more than for that to happen. And I hope in time that you can forgive me for what I have become. For what I am struggling to retreat from. Is it too late to say I'm sorry? Because I am so, so sorry for what I did. For what I became. For my actions, for everything.
Luna saw Steele's jaw clench, the sensitive stallion's hooves shivering slightly. She reached over to hold one of them gently as he scrawled a brief reply. The words made Luna's heart soar, both out of pride and affection.
It is never too late, Dad. And I have forgiven you. When we meet, there's a pony I'd like to introduce you to as well. It's only right that a stallion introduces his mare friend to his father and mother.
Sending the message away, Steele took a few deep breaths, sniffling slightly.
It took a good year or two for me to realize it,
he whispered.
To forgive him. For acting so selfishly. But seeing the continued toll it took? How he always regretted it after realizing how his actions affected others? I had to forgive him. If not for his sake, then for mine. Until now, he'd never really acted to show a change.
The reply was near immediate, and a single damp drop now sullied the ink on the message.
I'd like nothing more, son. Thank you.
I'm proud of you, Steele.
Luna whispered, her stallion smiling.
Thank you, Luna. It's been a journey for both of us, it would seem.
Indeed.
Content to snuggle with his mare friend for a few more moments, Steele then stood up and stretched, retrieving a familiar item he had nudged Luna's shoulder with his own.
I think we have a date to continue. Well, for tonight,
he stated, twirling the plush brush above his head proudly.
And many more dates after that.
His proud and confident statement immediately had Luna smiling widely, retrieving her own dueling implement and crossing it with his.
You seem so sure of such dates,
she teased, Steele smirking as he walked forward slowly. When he was but a hair's breadth from Luna's face, he leaned in even closer.
Am I wrong?
He whispered in a rather sultry tone, Luna blushing and starting to stammer. A brief kiss cut off her words, the stallion happily trotting a short distance away and lowering himself into a dueling stance.
I never did get your answer!
Steele called back as Luna attacked, whacking him with a brush and receiving a blow in return, squeaks from the plushies ringing out across the otherwise peaceful bay. Darting forwards, Luna ducked a swipe from Steele's brush, the stallion tripping over his own hooves to backpedal and ending up on his back. Luna held her brush handle down to point at Steele's neck, sides heaving with exertion as she grinned.
I... win,
she panted, Steele throwing a hoof across his brow.
I am bested,
he called out, letting out a happy hum as Luna settled down in the thick grass next to him. She reached over and nuzzled against his neck, her touch then tracing up to lock her lips with his in an increasingly affectionate gesture, a hoof wrapping around to hug her stallion close. As they parted, Steele had that increasingly lovable, dopey grin on his face while Luna rested her forehead against his.
I'm so glad that you are brushed into my life,
she whispered, Steele immediately laughing as he gave her a kiss.
Aw, that makes it sound like a much gentler meeting than it was,
he teased, hopping up and batting her with a familiar implement.
It was an accident,
Luna called, chasing her cult friend down the hill with her brush.
You gave me a concussion!
'Twas almost a concussion!
Still hurts! Thwack.
Steele?
Ow.
I'm impressed that you snapped that tree branch in half.
That's what it was?
Indeed. Let's get that bump looked at.
The pair meandered back to their hill, Steele nursing a fresh goose egg on his forehead, but still able to grin, leaning on her mare friend.
Kiss to make it better?
A combing implement was immediately deployed by the Lunar Princess in response, whapping Steele and making a gentle squeak. Of course, the following kiss did make it much, much better. The end. Now that is one hell of a happy ending. This whole story was absolutely fan-freaking-tastic. From start to finish, there were no complaints here. My god, that was amazing. Anyway, I'd love to give a very special thank you to my flawless donators. Top donator, Dash of Evergreen, Peter Coldhard, Dresden, Dospo, Runescythe 9852, Courier Crucii, Delta Omega, Ryan E. Dragonwolf, Dwight Cornell, Gaggy, Secret Moon, Tal Rasha, The Toilet Snake, Starlight Glimmer, David D. Sanchez, Trey, Pokekiller Zach, Soul Dragon, Dak Britton, Joe Piercy, Alex F., and Rainbow Dash. Thank you all very much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.